This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Mark with you.
Melanie. And Tim Condon.
Melanie, I cut you off. I guess my finger didn't hit the button right. So there you go. Sorry about that. Appreciate it. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition, where we've been kind of all over the board tonight, talking about the mainstream media, maybe some pop cops abusing their power. You never know exactly what's going to happen here on Free Talk Live. So let's go right to the phones. Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
There's a news story from Indonesia.
Tom, you seem a little distant. Before you go on, Tom, for whatever reason, you seem a little distant. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, maybe if I put my mouth closer to the microphone, that might help.
It sounds better.
In Indonesia, there's a news story where an angry mob went out and, because this guy was out there cutting grass for his cattle, and he was killed by a crocodile.
Okay.
And after the funeral, the angry mob went over to that crocodile breeding pond, and they went out and killed 292 crocodiles.
Wow.
Now, I was just thinking, imagine if they applied the same principle every time a cop murders somebody.
Oh, God.
And the human beings go out and just kill 292 cops.
Seems like a bad idea.
Oh, that's your opinion.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
Well, it's a bad idea. It's not any more wrong, but it's a really bad plan.
I think that killing somebody for the crimes of another is going to be considered pretty un-American. Let's go to the phones here. I got Bad Slave calling in here on Skype, so the audio hopefully is going to be really good. Bad Slave?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Yeah,
I thought you might end up on the show, Tom.
Not Tom, Tim.
Tim, I'm sorry.
Just call everybody by the wrong name night.
That's all right.
Yeah, well, I'm terrible with that.
Let
me get you right. Melanie, hi, how you doing? Listen.
Silence, Melinda.
So basically, back in 1915 or somewhere in that ballpark, Warburg and his buddies, the banksters, actually went to 20 of the mainstream press operations of the day and bought their content. One of the things that they bought was the collection of the stories to warn the passengers of the what's the ship that went down? We're over one.
Lusitania.
Lusitania, right? There were dozens of articles that went out from Germany to warn the people on the Lusitania of the
fact that the Lusitania was carrying munitions. It was a passenger liner, but secretly it was loaded up with munitions. They've only confirmed that just
very recently.
When they sent down divers to look at the wreck, they found that that thing blew up.
So many Americans believed the media, believed that that there was no justification for Germany shooting this vessel, blowing this vessel up, and sure enough, it was absolutely true.
And what Dan says is true, that Germany sent out a whole bunch of warnings and spread them far and wide. Don't ride on that ship because it's carrying munitions and it's a warship. It's subject to being attacked. And what you're saying, Dan, is that the banksters of the time
blocked most of it.
Suppressed that.
There were two small outlets that got through. And And so, it started then, and I think it's continued throughout, that there's been blocking of the press, and now it covers everything. They're trying to cover the internet, and I don't think it's working.
It's not working on the internet, thank goodness.
Now they just call you crazy instead of trying to block the press, right? On the internet, you just can't do it.
Or they have Google do it for them.
So I think that the one thing that really blows me away is how bad, and it's deliberate. The government schools do not want you to understand what historically has occurred. And this stuff is available now, and there's no reason for people not to know it. And so I'm saying right here and now, wake up, folk. They're trying to hurt you, and they will. If you don't start paying attention.
I don't know. Dan, that sounds like just a big conspiracy. Anybody that contradicts the deep state, anybody that contradicts their propaganda arm, that's just a big conspiracy, right? Conspiracy theory. You know that's the truth.
Yeah. Well, get out of here.
No, that's the way they shove us aside when you question the narrative.
They'll try that, but I mean, you really have to have your head pretty deep in the sand these days. I guess I don't know. Maybe
the evidence here from this article is that. Three quarters of Americans believe that the news media reports false news sometimes or often. A lot, I guess, is the terminology. So
right.
I think that they're on to it, Bad Slave. Thank you for the call. I just looked up press suppression, World War One, in order to support what he was talking about, because I know that World War One was certainly a big start of it, and I got 14 million results.
really?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that if you look up at suppression of the press during World War One, that was happening. But Lincoln threw journalists in jail too.
He absolutely did,
and that was 40 years prior to that. I don't know what was going on in between when they were just running around killing engines willy nilly. But I mean, it basically, when war comes around, that's when the press is going to be suppressed. And the United States has essentially been at war since Persian Gulf, at least.
Well, I was going to say World War One. There was a period of
little bits where there probably were only sending out a few Green Beret teams to just off some Tenpok dictator someplace.
Certainly, since World War Two, I mean, it's just war after war after war. We had Vietnam, we had Korea, and then the Sandbox Wars came in. We had Grenada, we had Panama. It's one thing after another.
The United States was basically funding the Sandinistas during Nicaragua. Anything that the CIA was basically involved in, makes it very, very difficult to even know when the United States hasn't been at war. It says here the U.S. has only been at peace for 21 years since its birth, and I'm curious as to which years they're picking.
And they're not in a row.
Not many of them.
That's strange. I wouldn't have guessed 21 years since 1776, but there it is, you know.
It says, here below I have reproduced a year-by-year timeline of America's wars, which reveals something quite interesting. Since the United States was founded in 1776, she's been at war during 214 out of 235 calendar years of existence. In other words, there are only 21 years in which the U.S. did not engage in a war. And then the amount of wars mentioned here is impossible. All you can do is state the years without it. So 1796, 1797, yeah, I certainly wouldn't have known that. 1807 through 1808 and 1809, 1826, 28, 29, and 30, although the Winnebago War was in 1827, whatever that might be. Yeah, basically everything from the Civil 1897 is the next year without any kind of war going on. Then 1935, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40. then World War II, and...
then it's been continuous ever since.
After the Vietnam War that he's claiming, 1996, 97, and 98, that there was no war, and then supposedly 97 in the year 2000. There you go. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
organization that we are. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. My mind creeps back here to the we were talking about Americans not believing the mainstream media. And one of the things that I brought up was this gravitas montage that was done by Rush Limbaugh. And I think the show was from 2007. I'm not 100% sure, but I do want to talk to you guys about that. Before we go on, I want to tell you about CryptoTip. So what CryptoTip is a way to tip servers with cryptocurrency. Now, Tim, I actually got you your first crypto wallet today.
Hey, we got to talk about cryptocurrencies and my experience with cryptocurrencies today. But go ahead, don't let me interrupt.
No problem. So, CryptoTip is a printable QR code that allows you to leave cryptocurrency as a tip. It's better than any old paper wallet because if you leave, say you leave $5 as a tip, you'd want the server to use it. But they may just, the busboy may be like, I don't know what that is. Is that a track? Checks, you know, for about Jesus or something? And just sweep it off and it's gone. Well, it's not gone because it'll return to you in 30 days if they don't cash it out. That's great because now, you know, either they get to use it or at least get to hold it or you get it. So go to cryptotip.org. It's an excellent outreach tool. It's business card size, and you choose the amount for the tips. We think it's a good idea that you also give a cash tip so that people don't think that, you know, for whatever reason, you're just cheaping out on them. But there you go. So, Tim, we got you the Coinomi wallet. Ian gave you some Dash. I gave you some Zencash.
Let me tell everybody about this thing. I've been following the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency thing for a while now, and I've been studying up on it and trying to figure it out. And it's kind of rough to wrap your head around unless you have somebody to show you how it's done. And we were talking, you and I and Ian were talking today, and I said, well, you know all about cryptocurrency. Yeah, we have them, and we have a wallet, and we use them and everything. And I said, well, there's just two problems. And I said, and you said, what's that? And I said, well, first of all, I have no idea how to get set up, how to get started. And second of all, you can't use it anywhere. But both of those turn out to be not true, because you taught me how to set up a wallet. And, you know, 15 minutes, we sat there and we looked at it on my phone and we set up a wallet and you showed me how to do it.
You were very thorough, too. It could be done much more quickly.
Yeah, I know. I ask a lot of questions. But and then you sent me some money, but I bought the Kentucky Fried Chicken. I bought the food today.
Thank you for bringing food over today.
But it occurs to me that now I have
You also took my last beer.
And I'm sorry for that. Don't think I'm not sorry
now,
for that.
No, if I wanted to have more beer in the house, I should have more beer in the house. I had one beer. I'm glad I had something to give.
No, it strikes me that, and I've told you this, I mentioned this to both you and Ian, you may have changed, in the 15 or 20 minutes you spent explaining that to me, you may have changed my life. Because I thought, I'm on the back end of the wave. Everybody's doing cryptocurrencies. It's all gone now. Everybody's already done it. But the fact is that somebody told me that less than 1% of people, of 330 million people in America, have anything to do with cryptocurrencies. And Keene, right here in New Hampshire, the free state of New Hampshire, is one of the biggest cryptocurrency centers in the country.
A majority of Americans have heard of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
But only, I'm taking your number here, I don't know, I didn't look, but only 1% hold them. And that just goes to show that we have an education problem.
Yes.
I'd like to, if you're sitting out there feeling like Tim right now, I've got some solutions for you. Go to bitcoin.com. It's that easy. Bitcoin.com. Right at the top, it says start here. And they've got videos. They will get you a wallet, which is just an application for basically a cryptocurrency bank account. Once you're done uploading your wallet, and they'll give you an opportunity to write down some words to secure your wallet. Please write down those words on paper and put them where you put your car titles and, you know, important pieces of paper, the mortgage note, all that stuff. Put it in that box. Hopefully that box is fireproof, and if not, get a fireproof box and act like an adult. And then once you've got your wallet set up, that can take a little bit, because securing, writing down those words does take a little bit longer. You could just skip by that, and then you'll just lose your money in the future. So don't skip that step. Write that stuff down, just like Tim did. And then they'll give you the next step. If for instance, if you get off your rails or whatever, just go to free.bitcoin.com, and there they've got a faucet. Now, you can use this as often as you want, I believe, but just go to free.bitcoin.com, and you can get some Bitcoin Cash to put in your wallet. So you've got something in there. So you've got something in this application, and you're started too. So there you go. It's start at bitcoin.com. Do the start here. It's right at the top, near the left-hand side, and then you can go to free.bitcoin.com and get some free stuff. But I think they link to it after you get your wallet downloaded anyway.
Excellent, excellent resources, Mark. But the fact of the matter is, somebody like me, like I'm an old guy. You know, what do I know about this stuff? You know, everything confuses me, everything these days. But if you have somebody there, like you and Ian were telling me, you do this with this, and you do this with this, and you punch this, and this is how you write the words down and everything. What a great way to learn. It only takes 15, 20 minutes. This is not a three-month class. So I thank you right now, here and now to the world, you and Ian, for showing me that 20-minute class on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
You're welcome. Absolutely. There are people that are experts in the field that are predicting the cryptocurrencies, because a lot of people think it's come and gone. You missed out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But cryptocurrencies are going to go up by potentially 100 times, 100 times what they currently are right now. You haven't missed out, because if only 1% of people have what they have, then, you know, 100, that means only 90, that 99 times have to get it. So
yeah, millions of people will be adopting them. And the fact of the matter is, cryptocurrency can be better ultimately in a crisis situation, can it, than government money.
You'll find that places like Venezuela, Iran, places where they're dealing with hardships, so Cyprus, Greece, places that are dealing with financial hardships, that cryptocurrency usage and demand goes up, because it's really hard to get dollars into, say, Venezuela. It would be difficult to get a big briefcase full of dollars in there so that people could use them as a tool for
an alternative currency, sure.
Also, if you did get them in, the value of them would increase because they're very, very scarce there.
Yep.
However, it's not difficult to get cryptocurrencies in Venezuela because there's no friction there. They call it frictionless. There's no friction in them getting into the country because they weren't really in the country or really not in the country at any point. They're on the internet.
Very interesting.
So people are using them right now in places like that. The number 855-450-3733. If you get cryptocurrency questions, I'm happy to answer them for you. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently aboard Air Force One and expected to land in Washington, D.C. right around 9:30 Eastern Time tonight. Earlier today, the president did meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, after that meeting, Putin sat down with Fox News' Chris Wallace and was again asked about Russia meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
People are talking about the purported interference of Russia with the election process in the United States. I've mentioned this in 2016, and I want to say it now again. And I really wish for your American listeners to listen to what I say. First of all, Russia as a state has never interfered with the internal affairs of the United States, let alone its elections.
Senator Rand Paul said he's worried about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's views on government surveillance programs, raising a potential snag in the closely divided confirmation battle. This is USA Radio News.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Monday edition. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Tim Condon.
All you have to do is call in, take control of the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The show is yours to command. A show that isn't, however, is the Tom Woods podcast. A lot of libertarians out there know who Tom Woods is during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008-2012. Tom's a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, which I have. Since September 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out the Tom Woods Show every single weekday. 1,200 episodes so far. Really, the only show that can stand up to numbers like that is Free Talk Live. Certainly put up, you know, bigger numbers than that. We've been around longer. Then again, Tom Woods, he does a lot of interviews and getting the interviews, that's a lot of off-hour work. It's a lot easier than just looking at the news and saying, yeah, liberty. Yeah, so.
Sure enough. An actual historian we just comment on.
Don't you have to count his time at Harvard as show prep too? So guests include Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, with topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and many other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. I can't recommend it highly enough. In my opinion, Tom Woods is providing you with Class A libertarian content. Let's go to Jet calling in from the Great Northwest. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me now?
I got you, brother. What's on your mind?
Got a couple quick questions for you. One for Melanie, one for Mark. Melanie, when you advise people on the tax law, do you instruct the average individual that the U.S. tax law does not apply to them as individuals?
No, because the IRS has tanks, and unless my client tells me that they can outfire power the United States Federal Reserve, I do not advise that they do that.
Tim?
Okay.
In a former life, I was also a lawyer, but I also have done tax work like Melanie, and back in the 1980s, I was a contributing editor to Reason Magazine. I was a taxes columnist. I wrote a monthly tax column. And I got a lot of people, you know, telling me that tax laws were illegitimate. They had been passed illegitimately because Ohio was not a state at the time, and it only applies to gold and silver coins, and so on and so forth. And I was and am sympathetic. I mean, we're being stolen from. We have a parasite, elite political parasite class that steals trillions of dollars from the American people and wastes it. But the fact of the matter is, I can tell you that it won't work in court. If they want you, if you take any of those strategies or tactics and try to not pay taxes, and the IRS, and you come to the attention of the IRS, they will destroy you. They will put you in jail.
Jet?
Okay. Yeah, I've been, I haven't paid income tax for like over 40 years. But anyway, I want to get on to the question. 40. Yeah. And I've,
thank you for your service.
I bought $1 million houses and all kinds of things. Anyway, getting on to the next one. But Mark, what is the key to nullifying government?
The key to nullifying government is recognizing that it's just a bunch of schlubs like the rest of us.
That's correct. To see all people as just other people. And some of those people who wear these fancy uniforms and carry badges are just other people. Right?
Correct.
So if you see a group of people in uniform walking down the street in your neighborhood carrying rifles and all that stuff,
sounds scary.
Do you perceive them as, you know, your protectors or somebody who just happens to be kind of taken over? Does it matter what the uniform is? In other words, you know, in this discussion that you guys have had over the last week or so about shooting cops, people keep escaping the concept of it matters what uniform they're wearing. For example, if it were UN soldiers cruising the streets, or if it were Chinese soldiers cruising the streets, you know, we would look upon this situation differently. The people in Afghanistan. The people in Afghanistan see these soldiers walk in their streets, and worse, there's a sniper working for these soldiers who's willing to take out someone who's sitting around eating lunch, you know, watching TV. So I'm trying to get another perspective of the fact that these people calling themselves cops are just a foreign standing army walking around intimidating the rest of us.
They're not a foreign army, but they're just a violent gang. So it's no difference than if the Crips or the Bloods were walking around stealing 40% of your income and seizing your property randomly kidnapping you.
I say foreign because they don't work for you and me. They work for the thugs calling themselves politicians.
Right, but the guy down the street doesn't work for me either, but he's not foreign.
But you guys did point out that it's a frame of mind. You referenced that it's a frame of mind. You did, Jet, specifically. That, you know, people believe this, that cops have, the police officers have legitimacy based on, you know, they're just people in a uniform that the government has said have more rights and abilities than the rest of us. And somehow
that's pure fantasy.
Yeah. Meaningful to, you know, most of America. That's meaningful in one way or the other, that they're the good guys. That's what we were taught the whole time we were growing up. It's a pretty deep indoctrination. And so what I have mainly said on the air when I say this is not some judgment one way or the other, but a practical realization that if you take an armed stand against police, you're going to lose. And
okay,
you're going to be
smeared. We got millions of veterans out here who feel the same. We outnumber these monkeys tens of thousands to one. So,
well, see, it depends on who is we. Because does the civilian population outnumber the enforcement arm of the state? Yes. Does the people who are willing or even willing to acknowledge this is okay, much less willing to actually do it, outnumber the enforcement arm of the state?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely not.
I can't even get
other anarchists to agree to that. So until that portion of the population...
We run in different circles, my dear.
By the time you convince them, Melanie...
Right, but you don't... I don't think that all your friends outnumber the enforcement... First Monroe in the state.
Well,
yeah, we do. And not only that is the soldiers within, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, but look at all the soldiers, their equipment.
Okay, but all soldiers aren't anarchists who are willing to shoot at cops.
Jet, there was the, you remember the Mall here standoff that was about 2.5 years ago when those, the Bundy guys.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yep, go in there and in the Great Northwest and take over some park, some, I don't know, reserve.
Yeah, more
or
and more it's going to get like that, I think.
But the last holdouts were sitting there waiting for the 3% to arrive, and they waited hours. And anybody could have just gotten into a vehicle and gone there. What's that? I'm sorry.
I mean, yes, that news was all over the U.S., and we were all standing by to see how that would work out. But no,
these people were looking for an armed revolt at that moment. I mean,
we did not activate. It wasn't the right time.
Apparently not, because they, they went into custody.
Right, but saying it's not the right time is kind of the same in some ways as saying that we don't have enough people yet.
Yeah, I think it's not the right time. And when it is the right time, we won't need to do it.
There are probably every state in this union has that 3%. You would be surprised. Like I said, we run into it. But I just wanted to get that perspective, you know, that these people have no more right to do anything than you or I do. And if we start thinking in this way, and in some cases treating them this way, things will change. And thank God for, you know, our application into the internet where we can spread this word.
I'm going to work on public opinion towards government generally and try to get it so that people do see that, well, you know, they're just people like us. They make mistakes like us, and they've got no more, sanctity than we do. 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at mymagicmud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Mymagicmud.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's a live Monday night edition. For those of you who are wondering where our normal main host, Ian, is, who's runs the show on Monday nights, well, he's out on the porch. God knows what's going on out there. When he takes a night off, he takes a night off. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Tim.
Yeah, that's right. So Tim Condon was in town, and I asked him to sit on the show. And Ian said, well, if you asked him to sit on the show, then you're not taking off. I'm taking off. So that's how that went. And, yep, happy to have you, Tom. Tim, thank you so much. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Talking about Americans not believing the mainstream media and some police abuse stories. Been quite interesting. Let's go to the phones here. We got the Practical Agorist calling in from California. Practical Agorist, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I was recently calling to talk about something that Melanie said several weeks ago. You guys were talking about the national debt being up to $1 trillion or something. She mentioned that if the government paid that off, all the money would go out. And I'd like a confirmation on it.
Yeah. So just to repeat what you said, there's a little bit of bad audio here, so we probably won't keep you on forever. But basically, we were talking about the national debt being $22 trillion. And Melanie, you said if the government paid it all off, there'd be no money?
No, I said that it was mathematically impossible to pay it off because there is not as much U.S. currency as there is national debt.
That's correct.
So you mean there's no minted dollars?
Well, minted is a separate thing. There's not as much because of how currency works and they put it into circulation via debt. There is more national debt than there is U.S. currency.
Yeah, they're not putting it into circulation via that debt. The Federal Reserve, basically allows banks to create that money. The way the government debt is, through bonds, that has nothing to do with the nation's debt. So, if the government wants to pay off that debt, it can easily steal your money via taxes and then start just paying off
those
bonds.
But it can't because the currency gets put into circulation via the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, to make the point, and I'm going to have to let
you go. It's not there to steal.
I'm going to have to let you go, Practical Agorist. I'm terribly sorry. But to make the point, basically, the government borrows a dollar from the Federal Reserve at interest, and then when it goes to pay that dollar back, let's say there's been 50 cents worth of interest on that dollar, there's no way for it to pay it back because the 50 cents doesn't exist. It can only give you back the dollar because it only borrowed a dollar because that's how money's created. It's borrowed into existence by the federal government from the Federal Reserve and banks. I would love to hear if you have more. If you have a rebuttal for that, please call in with a better line. I'm sorry. It's just not good. Let's go to Patty calling in from Boise. Patty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'd just like to thank our great president for continuing to make America great again by actually meeting with Vladimir Putin and trying to bring peace to our great land instead of trying to bring war like the CIA and everyone else wants to do. I think it's appalling that the news and that our great and our senators and everyone wants to bring
destruction upon our land by promoting this fake news that they've hacked our elections and everything, and just to bring war upon ourselves to feed the war machine. And I just want everyone to know that I respect and appreciate our great leader, President Trump, and I exalt him for doing what is right, unlike every other president in America.
Do you think that anybody in their right mind in Washington, D.C. wants to go to war with Russia?
Absolutely. They all want to bring lies to this great land, and they want to make it as though Russia is our enemy, and they want to bring the bombs upon us and get the war machine going again so that industry can begin making guns and manufacturing weapons to use at war.
Well, they prefer to just drop those on tents and stuff. It's a better use to drop a $10 million bomb on a $10 tent. I would think that if they do want to create Russia as an enemy, and I wouldn't doubt that there certainly are those that are trying to do that, I don't think they actually want to fight that enemy. They just want to create it as the enemy. Does that make sense?
That does make sense, sir. And I still believe, though, that if President Trump had not met with Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin, that we would definitely be at war this time. And I just,
but
even though
mean,
he
would
might be,
we're at war all the time.
We are at war all the time, but he is trying to make strides in preventing even further war and to get us to be a bit more peaceful than we have been for the past millions of years millions of years.
Thanks for the call, Patty.
do we know, by the way, what happened at the summit in Helsinki today?
I don't know a thing about what happened other than, they were meeting together. I can't imagine we're going to get a breakdown of what those guys talked about.
I don't think they were live streaming it or filming it at all, so we'll never know what happened.
Well, I mean, the mainstream media will report what they're told to report, but we haven't heard anything about that yet either.
Yeah, I haven't got any good story on it. But I guess one of my thoughts on this is, well, what do you think, Tim? Do you think that Trump has been less warlike than some of his predecessors?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
He said, we've pretty much cleaned it up in Syria. You know, we're going to pull our troops out pretty soon in Syria. Within 2 days, within 48 hours, they had clamped down on him, and he was forced to walk backwards. Well, I'd like to get the troops out of Syria. I'd like to get out of the Mideast. And he said repeatedly, look, we spent $6 trillion in unending wars in the Mideast over the last 10, 15 years. The longest war in American history is Afghanistan, and it's still going on. What do we have to show for it?
What are you possibly going to get? Once the Afghan war's over, what's the booby prize?
Yeah.
There's nothing there, and there never is. And that's what I think Americans are just sick of at this point is, yeah, we really wanted to have a team to root for, but there's no goal line
that
here.
May be why Trump was elected, because he said before the election, he said, look, we should get along with Russia. Why do we have to be enemies with Russia? Why do we have to be threatening war with Russia? It would be better to get along than not to get along. And, of course, for that, he's being, crucified by the mainstream media again.
Let's go to the phones here. We got David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, I am. I'm certainly a fan of trying to pull apart the Federal Reserve. But back around that time, I think I've mentioned this to you before, 1914, we got sucker punched in two different ways. Congress got limited to 435 members.
Yeah.
And the Federal Reserve was created at the same time.
Don't forget the income tax.
1913.
Yeah, the income tax was basically to cover up for the inflation caused by the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and that's probably true. And one of the things that happened, and this is why I'm a little skeptical about some of the various plans for how to deal with this. Currency speculators helped create World War One. At the time,
can you tell me how that happened?
Yeah, it's basically that you know how today on Wall Street there are algorithms that take advantage of highs and lows on the stock market, and people will do a buy and a sell
sure.
in a matter of moments and just catch that brief interlude of highs and lows.
Right.
So if you think about that with currency speculators back, when everything was done on a whisper as opposed to on the internet. There were only a few different people that did it, but every nation had its own exchange rate. So Hungary might have one exchange rate with Italy, but they might have a different exchange rate with Germany, with France, with England.
Yep.
And so these currency speculators would praise a country, curse a country, praise a country, curse it. And they did it for months and basically created the popular myth is that because this Archduke Ferdinand got shot, there were treaties between nations that that were so intertwined that it forced war to happen. Well, when you realize that the Archduke was really a rat and nobody liked him, and he was he's a bad drunk, a bad gambler, he cheated on everybody, and there wasn't a single person in the world that gave a rat's patootie about him. There was no reason for a war to happen. But secretly in the background, there were currency speculators that were causing these treaties to be raised and slandered, praised and slandered. And so it took weeks, it took months, but eventually all of these treaties were the excuse for going to war, but it was because of the praising and slander. And, so
I have never heard that, and I'm going to take a look at it. I'm very, I find World War One to be very interesting, and I wouldn't doubt it at all. It's basically a pump and dump, right? Cool. Thanks for the call.
Nations,
Yeah, indeed. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live, or Skype, username lrn.fm.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.